You can cook a steak with a flamethrower. Today, we'll be testing 100 of the world's craziest food hacks. That first one didn't work. But we have 99 more that I am sure will blow your mind. You can perfectly crack an egg by dropping it into a pan.
That actually worked.
You can hard-boil eggs in the microwave. It's in the microwave for 6 minutes, and we're about 4 minutes in. I guess we wait. Ooh. 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 You can microwave an orange and then stick in the straw to drink the juice.
Break the microwave?
Oh no. We'll roll it around first, stick in a straw. I don't love hot orange juice, but it seems like this works. You can microwave lemons to get more juice. One will go in the microwave and one won't. Here's our microwave lemon.
And here's our non-microwave.
And this one's already dripping.
Squeeze.
Wow.
You'll see.
You can get beet juice off your hands using lemon juice. I do hate when I'm cooking beets and soap won't get it off my hands, so I'll rub my hand generously with beet and let's find out if this works. It's still hot from the microwave. But I have to say, it's working perfectly. Apparently, there's a proper way to break Toblerone. Most people go like this, but apparently you're supposed to go like this. It's more fun, but it's not more effective. There's a proper way to pour sugar packets into your coffee. Most people tear the top and then pour. Apparently, you're supposed to break it in half. It's way easier. You're supposed to flip these containers upside down to pour. Most of us would go like this, but then it goes up and down with the air bubble. Try instead pouring like this for a nice seamless flow the whole way through. You should reheat a slice of pizza using a glass of water.
World's best ingredients.
This is leftover day-old pizza. In we go with our glass of water. The crust feels nice, and this slice looks great. The water gives the pizza back some much-needed moisture. Works like a charm. You can use mayonnaise to sear a steak.
We'll lather it up in mayo.
Make sure it's nice and fully coated. We have no oil or anything in the pan, and in goes our steak. What I'm looking for is a nice crust, and it looks like we've got it. You can cut the perfect cake slice using serving tongs. I'll take my tongs, find the middle of my cake, and make that perfect slice. This one worked perfectly. It's literally the perfect slice. You can also use dental floss to cut a cake, and hopefully floss my teeth more, because I had 8 cavities the other day. I'll take a nice long string, wrap it around my fingers, and cut across the whole cake. Then one more cut, and out comes my slice. That works too, but I like these better. You can soften butter using a steamy cup. A hard stick of butter and a steamy cup. We'll set down our butter, then our cup, and we wait. A few minutes later, this happens. It worked. You can use frozen grapes to chill wine without watering it down. Into my glass with some wine. Side note, frozen grapes are the best snack ever. And into our wine with some frozen grapes. That didn't really work, and you're not supposed to cool red wine anyway. Use wet paper towels to immediately chill wine. I'll wrap this baby up nice and cozy, pour on just a little bit of water, and into the freezer we go. Just 15 minutes later, you can see the bottle's nice and frosted. And if I remove the towel, this thing's really cold. You can hyper cool a drink using salt and ice. Into my bowl with some ice, then cover with some water, and a generous amount of salt. All in the name of science. Then in goes our room temperature drink. Just a few minutes later, this thing is so cold I can hardly even hold it.
That's awesome.
Use a fork to dip your Oreos so your fingers don't get wet. I'll wiggle in my fork into the filling, fill up my glass with some good old milk, and in we go. While I don't like dipping my Oreos in milk, I must say, this works. Use chopsticks to eat Cheetos to keep your fingers clean. Ooh, they're flaming hot. Why anybody would ever do this, I don't know, but it's great practice for using chopsticks. Store your plastic wrap in the freezer to make it less sticky. This has been in the freezer several days, and there's just one test we should do. If I can get this undone, this works like a charm. Just a little straightening out, and it's back to new. That is a good hack. You can use a water bottle to separate egg yolks. So theoretically, we push out all of the air of a normal water bottle, and then it's time to try to suck the yolk. Wow! You can use eggshell to remove eggshell. Into a bowl, I will drop a few eggs. I'm not having any luck. You can wet your fingers to remove eggshell. I'll wet my fingers, and in I go. It works, but nothing will ever make removing eggshells easy. You can use a bowl of water to tell if eggs have gone bad. Here is a farm fresh egg, and an egg that I left outside in the sun for 3 days. As you can see, the egg from the sun floats, and the farm fresh egg sinks. Success! Dr. Pepper is just Coke and root beer combined. I'm a sucker for Dr. Pepper. Into my glass. I'll fill my glass about halfway up with this Coca-Cola, and the other half will be some classic root beer. Dr. Pepper's definitely darker. You can roast garlic in the microwave.
I'll slice off the head of my garlic, drop it in a bowl,
hit it with just a little bit of oil,
tiny bit of seasoning,
then in we go for 8 minutes. While that's going, you can peel garlic by shaking it in a glass. First, we'll lightly crush down our big head of garlic, drop it into our glass, and then just shake. This is a lifesaver in the kitchen.
Whoa!
It worked!
Roasted garlic in the microwave!
You can disguise the end pieces of bread when making a sandwich.
This is one of those ones that I am never gonna believe, but I'm gonna try it anyway.
I'm gonna make my favorite sandwich from when I was a kid for this one. The theory here is that if we rub the sandwich on the end sides with our fillings, such as peanut butter and fluff in my case, you can ultimately create a sandwich where nobody actually knows that they're eating the end pieces.
You tell me, Manny, would that fool you?
Hmm?
Oh, would it actually?
No.
Why the f*** did you say yes? You've been using cold cuts the wrong way the whole time.
So they say that if you take out your round pieces of cold cuts, you're supposed to slice a few in half, then take your sandwich bread, place it this way, then this way, and you can follow it with another layer if you want.
Boop.
I happen to think that looks even worse.
As we drive to our first offsite food hack location, let me remind you, we are rapidly catching up to Gordon Ramsay. So if you aren't subscribed and part of the food fam, go smack that subscribe button below. We are out in front of Starbucks, where we are testing whether or not putting salt in espresso makes it less bitter. Our Himalayan Pink Osmo has not dropped yet, but I'll use a pinch of this into one of our espresso shots, just a few grains, give it a nice swirl. Then once Manny has shifted them around so there's no placebo effect, I'll taste. It works, but don't put too much because then it's salty. Is a foot long really foot long? All right, Manny just picked this up inside Subway for me. Manny, you're confirming this is a foot long?
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat, it does look bigger than I feel like it actually will be when I go and measure it.
Oh! Oh!
Here we've got our foot long.
It's a foot! It's a foot!
This thing is exactly 1 foot. McDonald's has a couple great food hacks that I'm confident will blow your mind. Apparently, if you order McDonald's fries without salt, they're fresher.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
Yes. Could I have one order of regular large fries, one order of fries without any salt, and then could I just do one large ice water with a straw?
Large ice water with?
A straw.
What is that?
Just like a straw.
A straw to drink out of?
Yes. We have here fries with salt and fries without salt. The bag with the fries without salt is burning my hand.
I can already tell this hack works.
I'll take a few at once and see how hot it is.
Oh,
hot. Of every hack we've done today, this is already by far my favorite. So hot, I can't even hold them. Bring along your jar of Osmo and you're set. We've been opening ketchup packets the wrong way. Most people open like this, then pour it on a random surface and dip. If you tear across the top, it's perfect for dipping. Given I've never known where to dump my ketchup, I love this hack.
Now that we're home, let's keep hacking. You can make a slushy with a Coca-Cola bottle. I'm gonna place this in the freezer for 3 hours and 15 minutes. Once it's finished, it looks quite similar. But if you flip it and whack it, then relieve the pressure, the whole thing turns to slush. That is Coca-Cola slush. That was super easy, and I also think it's gonna taste amazing.
It's really good.
You've been drinking bottled Starbucks fraps wrong all this time. I'll pop this in the freezer for a few hours.
Still looks normal.
Ooh.
Into our glass we go.
Oh.
This was in the freezer for about 3 hours.
And it works.
You can keep cookies fresh by storing them with one slice of white bread. These are both airtight containers. This has been stored with a slice of white bread for several days, and this without. The cookie definitely feels harder. And now for this one. Manny, take a bite.
Oh, that's really soft.
You can make a quick ice cream sandwich using a pint of ice cream and cookies. Apparently, you just slice into the ice cream pint to get your ice cream center. Then we take 2 cookies, one on the bottom and one on the top. The perfect ice cream sandwich. You can make fresh baked cookies perfectly circle with a cup. We'll flip our cup upside down and just go around like that with the cookie.
That didn't work.
This is not a hack, but it's important. Is fruit by the foot really 3 feet?
We'll unravel.
And it's time for a bit more tape measuring.
Only 30 inches.
This is a lie. Apparently, you can ripen avocados in the oven. Apparently, you can do the same thing with banana. We'll put them in together. The avocado was firm before and now definitely feels more mushy. And I will say this worked perfectly, except for the fact that you don't ever want to heat an avocado.
Don't do this.
As far as the banana, it looks like it got beat up. However, if you were to toss this thing in the fridge, I actually think it'd be a nice ripe banana. This one's good. Apparently, the stand in the middle of the pizza is not what you thought it was for. Some say it's for making sure the box doesn't cave in on the pizza, but apparently it's so you can grab a slice of pizza without touching any others.
Success.
The more you know.
Pineapple can go on pizza for great flavor.
No.
Not. Absolutely. You're not.
You don't put f***ing pineapple on a pizza.
Oreos have a built-in milk dipping tray in the center. I will carefully go into the center with my milk, then dip in my Oreo.
It works.
You can make an Uncrustable using a glass. Down goes my sandwich bread. Then I'll spread on some peanut butter.
Add on the top.
Then we press.
Remove the outside.
But it didn't seal.
If you use a fork, you can press around all the edges.
But even that doesn't work.
Fail.
You can use an egg and a slice of bread with a hole to make the perfect breakfast.
Into our pan with some oil.
Then in goes our toast.
And then in goes our egg.
After a few minutes,
the perfect little breakfast sandwich.
It may be burnt, but it's still a success.
Lemons, vinegar, and baking soda can clean a burnt pan.
Here we have our dirty pan, and in we'll go with a squeeze of lemon juice,
a nice splash of vinegar,
and finish with some baking soda.
We let this sit 5 minutes, and our pan should be perfectly clean.
5 minutes later,
we'll dump this out,
and we're left with a clean and shiny pan.
The stuff on the outside is already here.
You can open a wine bottle using a flip-flop.
Apparently, you're just supposed to secure the wine bottle through the top of the flip-flop.
Oh, shit. I broke the wall.
Didn't work that time, but I've done this before, and I know that it works.
Yeah.
Oh my! It works!
You can use a wine bottle as a rolling pin.
I'll sprinkle on my cutting board with some cornstarch,
then down goes my dough,
a little more cornstarch,
and then we roll.
Works every time.
You can use a straw to remove the stems of strawberries.
Here I got my strawberries,
and I'll grab one.
Then apparently you poke the straw through the bottom
and push.
It works.
You can use a chopstick to remove cherry bits.
I'll take my stem off,
then I'll sit the cherry at the top of a bottle,
and if you push the pointed end,
I'll try with the other end.
It works.
You can grate an egg over avocado toast to make a special little snack.
You can shred chicken using a hand mixer.
I'll toss a bunch of rotisserie chicken into a bowl,
and then
we blend.
This right here is one of my favorite hacks in all of cooking.
You can de-stem herbs using a cheese grater.
So apparently you just have to stick the stems through the side of your grater.
And then from the bottom, we just pull.
This is what we're left with. And right here, we have our picked herbs.
If you spray your cheese won't stick.
I'll be the judge of that.
Nice block of cheddar cheese.
And then we'll give this a nice spray
inside and out.
And it's time to grate.
Manny, what do you see inside there?
And cheese. Sorry.
No.
Word on the street, you can make grilled cheese using a toaster.
I'll take my bread, neatly sprinkle on some of my cheese,
cover it up.
Once each slice has cheese,
we'll flip our toaster,
then put in each slice,
and in they go.
That just doesn't seem passable to me, so I'm gonna say no.
You can shuck corn using a microwave.
Into the microwave these go for 4 to 5 minutes.
And while we wait, I'll show you how to shuck corn with no mess.
We'll take a bun pan, I don't know how to say that.
Bunt.
Place down our corn right in the center and gently and carefully chop down the side.
Now, all of that corn falls right down into the middle of our pan,
leaving us eventually with a nice clean cob
and a bunch of corn.
Once our corn is nice and hot,
just chop off the ends,
and then I'm supposed to just squeeze.
Easy, shucked corn.
And it's cooked, too.
If you freeze an onion before you cut it, you won't cry.
It's too frozen to even cut.
Inconclusive.
If you put a piece of bread in your mouth while you cut an onion, you won't cry.
Vinny, you sure this is real?
Yeah.
Are you guys messing with me?
No. This is on, like, reality shows.
So much onion juice in my eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Work it. Mm. It worked.
Told you.
You can make hash browns using a waffle iron.
I'll open it up, give it a little spray,
then in go my potatoes.
Season with just a little pinch of salt,
then we close it down.
After just a few minutes,
here's our hash brown,
but let's see if it holds together.
Success.
Manny, taste test?
Yeah. Wait, that's actually really good.
You can peel kiwis using a spoon.
Chop off one end,
then flip and chop off the other,
then go right along the side with your spoon,
and slowly and gently spin.
Then out should pop a nice clean kiwi.
You can peel a mango using a glass.
If you're using a glass made of glass, like I am, put it very slowly.
Take off one big slice,
then slide your mango up against the side of your glass,
and this part should be clean
while you have the perfect slice of mango.
It works.
You can turn a mango into a hedgehog.
We'll slice off the other end of our mango,
then make nice cuts through the mango
in a crosshatch pattern,
then flip it out.
Does it look like a hedgehog?
Yeah. Is that so difficult to believe?
You can revive a stale loaf of bread using water.
Here we have a stale loaf of bread,
and over it I'll pour just a little water,
then into the oven it goes.
These were sliced from the same loaf.
This one here didn't get water, and this one did.
Listen. Now for our non-watered bread.
Success.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Here I have a hard stick of butter and my newly fresh bread.
I'll open my stick of butter,
and since my butter's hard, I can grate this stick of butter onto the bread,
and it spreads super easily.
We can also use a vegetable peeler.
Down the butter,
and you get the perfect thin piece of butter.
Oysters are an aphrodisiac.
Let's see if I fall in love with Manny.
Inconclusive. I fell in love with Manny a long time ago.
Nick, you know, like, I've had an amazing couple last days together, and I'm gonna cherish these moments for a long time. I really care a lot about you, and I've really enjoyed sipping by your side. Like, it's been really nice.
You can make a makeshift grater using a drill and an empty can. Here, we've made a bunch of holes. There is nothing inside my can. And then here I go with my cheese.
Fail.
Apparently, you're supposed to slice bread upside down. They say it's more effective, but let's see. I'm so inclined to just cut like this, but I'll flip. And what they say is that once you get through that hard, crusty upper layer, it slides through like butter. Fail. Store bread with a stalk of celery to make it keep longer. Both of these have been in the fridge for several weeks. This one had no celery, and this one here did. But this is also Wonder Bread, and nobody knows what's in Wonder Bread.
Inconclusive.
You can make a fancy salami rose using only a cup. You just stick a bunch of salami in when it's upside down, and then you flip. It's definitely a rose, but it could also be a hat. Sticky ingredients won't stick if you spray your measuring cup.
Quick little spray,
and I got the stickiest thing I could find, corn syrup. Into the cup we go, and then I'll dump it out. That was awesome. Doritos are a great fire starter. Question is, which one do I use?
Let's do a few cheese and then a few Cool Ranch.
Need a lighter. Hey, You're fired. Get out. Now I assume I just try to light them on fire.
Whoosh. I can't believe it worked. I can't believe it's not butter.
This is amazing. Melting.
Look.
This is the coolest hack in the world.
It works. You can make a flame with an orange peel. So I'm just gonna slice off the peel. Then we just heat up the peel a little bit with our torch and then pop.
Oh.
I'll call that a spark, not a flame. Fail. Using a hot knife, you can turn one bag into two bags, or even more. I've got to get this knife as hot as I possibly can. Let's try for a first cut. I'll go all the way through the entire bag, and it cuts through like nothing, but it smells pretty bad. We are now left with two bags, but let's see if they actually seal. I'll open this one up, wiggle in my hand. It worked. You can use angel hair pasta to light a deep candle. We don't have deep candles, but we have these. The question here for me is, will it actually light? You can use salt and ice in a bag to make homemade ice cream. So into our big bag, we'll put some salt over the ice. Give a little shake. Then into our big bag goes a smaller bag. And then we go in with a bit of cream, splash of milk, and a nice pinch of sugar. Can't forget my homemade vanilla extract. Now we close the small bag, close the big bag, and shake until it freezes.
Shake it, mate. Yeah.
A few minutes later, we've got what looks to be some delicious ice cream.
I thought we were in prison.
What?
I'm serious.
You're fired. Get out. Before we give it the check mark, let's see how it tastes.
That's actually really good.
Yeah. You can scramble an egg in its shell. First, we wrap an egg in a rubber band. Then we take a long sleeve shirt and add a rubber band in the middle of the sleeve. Then we drop down our egg, add another rubber band on the other side, and then you spin and pull and spin and pull. And once we finish doing that and hard boiled it, theoretically,
whoa, no, but it's perfect.
The entire egg is scrambled inside and it actually looks really light and fluffy. You can revive dried out lemons by soaking them in water. You let it sit for 2 or 3 hours as this happens and you've got fresh new lemons. You can vacuum seal using just a bag and a bowl of water. Here we've got just a normal loose bag and we're gonna seal it all the way except for the end and then carefully drop it straight into a bowl of water. It should seal up right against the bag and now we just tighten the bag and we could go ahead and sous this steak. It's actually vacuum sealed really well. I like this hack. There's a different way to open up cans. Apparently you're supposed to pop, then spin this around, and then pull up and towards you. That was actually the easiest can opening I've ever had. I thought I hate that one, but I actually love it. You should use a spoon to open up cans. So this can has no opening tab, and all I have is the can and a spoon. If I push really hard on the side, which I must say is not easy, you shimmy it all the way around the can.
I can't do this.
Fail.
We're gonna open a can on the sidewalk.
Oh,
not perfect, but survival situation. Look at the job done.
You can make a makeshift steamer by just sticking something under your plate. All we have here is some water and an upside down ramekin and some delicious cooked dumplings. Ritz crackers are ridged to be able to cut cheese. I've got a hard time believing that this can cut cheese. Once we have our nice piece of cheese, I'll roll my cracker across the cheese and place down the square. Still, that's not what they're meant for. That's a fail. You can use an onion as a ring mold. I'll place down my onion slice, then add in a bit of oil, and then in goes my egg. Looks good to me. You can make simple egg noodles using a plastic bag. Here I have my pot of boiling water, and now I'll let my egg fall through. If you spin things while pouring, it won't make a mess. So as I pour, I'm just gonna come all the way around and then finish.
Phrasing?
I'd say that worked. Maybe that's why when they pour wine, they spin the bottle. If you can't open a pickle jar, use hot water. These are two overly tightened pickle jars. This one, I'm gonna open without hot water. And for this one, I'll dip the lid in hot water. You can also rinse it in there, same thing. And then we open. Ooh. A pineapple is actually a bunch of berries that are fused together. First, we press down and roll it on our board. Then we'll slice off the end. So now I'm just gonna try to pull these out in little bits. Oh. Whoa. Ah, cool. You can also use pineapple juice to tenderize steak, but I have a friend that's already done it, so let's just watch him.
Everyone loves pineapple, but there's a specific enzyme in there called bromelain that breaks down meat proteins. As you can see, the enzymes definitely did its job.
Oh, come on. Huge difference.
You can use a fork to hold up hard taco shells when you're filling them. So I just take a taco shell, then wiggle in my fork, and then you just lay it on the counter while you fill it up.
Why don't you just use one of these flat taco shells?
Why do you have this? You carry these around?
Never leave home without one.
You can peel tomatoes easily using boiling water. I'm first going to try to peel this tomato that has not been boiled. As you can see, it is nearly impossible. You'll just mangle the tomato if you even try. And in here, we've just boiled it for a minute, and the skin peels right off. You hardly even have to do anything. And then you can eat it just like an apple. You can go both ways with a peeler instead of just one, and it's faster. Lots of people just go like this, but if you go back and forth, it's a lot quicker. Success. If your soup is too salty, you can use a potato to absorb some of the salt. Here I have two pots of boiling water, and into this one I'll put a bunch of salt, and the same exact amount in this other, and in goes our potato. We'll let these simmer for a few minutes. First, I'll try my non-potato water. And then my potato water. It works! Potato, along with many starches, soak up a lot of salt. If you crumple up parchment paper, it makes it a lot easier to lay it flat on a baking sheet. This is always the biggest pain in the ass. So I'll crumple it into one big ball, then open it right back up and press it flat into my tray. Best hack ever. Lemon juice on an apple will prevent it from browning. This apple here had no lemon, and this one did. If you're in the mood for some arts and crafts, you can turn an old pizza box into a leftovers pizza box. After some handy knife work and folding, eventually you can end up with something like this, which we can open up, put a few slices of pizza inside, and then close it up. And that's 100 food hacks.
From the daddy.